Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com.
In this podcast, I answer another question from someone in my class. They said that they are hesitant to start their project because there's a data collection system being built. And they want to know if they should wait until the system is up and running. And so I give them some suggestions around, you know, either if you know that's going to happen, and you then look at the data from that system and create a project off of that. But later I kind of focus her more on getting something done manually and not relying on that system, because you never really know if that's going to be available. Do what you can manually now. Don't wait for this data collection system to be up and running fully and have good data, and then start your project. It's probably going to take too long.
Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
What I really think would work best is if that's a data collection system that's being implemented to be able to determine where there's problems, that's okay. If you don't have data to know how bad you're doing, you have to invest in some kind of system to collect that data, whether manually or building a system. And there's support for getting that system. That's great. A better project would be, now that we have the data, where are our problem suppliers and issues and products? And now let's go take a project to take the supplier and reduce their defects down, working with them to help them understand why projecting this or why it's causing a problem, and help them solve their internal issue. The results of the data could lead to a project, if that makes sense. So you kind of need that infrastructure built before you can create a problem statement. Because right now, you just, it sounds like we think we have supplier issues, but we don't know because we don't have data to back it up. Is there anything that says you have problems right now that you could use as data? Let's say you know there's a problem supplier and you know that there is issues. You can say right now, this is an issue and we want to work that one. We don't need to wait for the perfect data. We have enough to go off of. To say there's a problem with this part and this supplier. Yeah, like part of this project could be, we know we have this one problem with this one supplier. Everyone knows about it, but we don't have good data to say how bad it is. We just know it happens a lot. Here's the data we did have so far. It's not complete. It doesn't show everything, but we know that that's enough that there is an issue here. Now, as part of measure, we're going to hand collect that data on that supplier, on those products. And then let's fix that issue. Then you're not dependent on the new system, because that could push out or never get implemented. I mean, the dates on these things slip often. So you might not get your data system till March or June, you know, even if there's a plan for January. Things happen. So that way you're not dependent on that system. It will take effort to manually get those results, but when it's targeted like that to specific parts, you can manage it a lot better. You're not trying to capture everything. You just say, every time there's a complaint, we're going to take this part. We're going to try and trace it back to the supplier. We're going to look at their serial number. We're going to work with the supplier to figure out when they produced it. We'll try and figure out what the issue is manually. So something like that, I think you could then start a little sooner. And that's usually the case. Most of the time, these projects require some amount of manual data collection, because just even the good systems don't always have all the detail we need to fix the issue.
LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Stemming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Jayo, Shingo, and many more. You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.